It's the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Happy to have David Pogue back on the show today. David is the head of the tech division of Yahoo, not the IT people who would fix your Yahoo Mail account, but the people who write about tech and come up with great tips for all the devices you have. And a few years ago, he came out with a book called Pogue's Basics Tech, which was all sorts of tips, some of which he had put on the site and some of which he didn't have time for to put there, but put them into a book. And that was such a hit. He followed it up with Pogue's Basics Life, which was all sorts of life hacks. And now he's back with the third in the series called Pogue's Basics Money, essential tips and shortcuts that no one bothers to tell you about beating the system. David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
I should say up front, the book is $20, but if you take all of these tips, you will save how much money?
$61,195 a year.
Yeah. And by the way, you'll be exhausted at the end of that, but he will have saved all of that money. I will say today, as I've said the last two times we've talked about your basics books, people are going to hear this and go, wow, I never knew that. And I'm guessing that you go through your life picking up these little tips and writing them down and saving them, saying, okay, I got to put this in a book. But I bet you're also the kind of person who goes up to people when you see them doing something they don't need to do and say, hey, I have a better way.
It's definitely a character flaw. The answer is yes. I can't help myself. I'm not sure if they appreciate it or not, but I'm always butting in.
But if somebody uses it and it ends up saving them money, as many of the things in this book will that we're about to discuss, that's a plus, I would think.
I would think so.
Yeah. Let's just jump right into one thing, and that is cable television, which I know you've written about quite a bit, but you have several ideas here for how people can save money, people who are cord cutters and people who are cord dependent.
Yeah, exactly. So first of all, the biggest tip I have is that we are all renting our cable box. We're paying something like $235 a year to rent a cable box for each TV in our homes. You don't have to do that. That $235 a year expense can go away if you buy your own cable box. It's totally legitimate. It's easy to do. The cable company is fine with it. You have to go online and find one that is compatible with your carrier. But once you do that, you spend about $120, and then you return the one you've been renting, and boom, that's your savings forever.
But what about getting all that programming, and what if you have a cable box receiver that's also a DVR? Are those things available?
Yeah, they are. So there are websites like cableboxandmodem.com where you can buy these replacement cable boxes and also internet boxes, and they include regular ones or combo DVR ones. Those cost about $200. And then what you'll get from the cable company is a cable card. Think of it as a SIM card, like for your cell phone, but for your cable box that has all your programming codes on it and your account information on it. So you slip that back into the back of your own cable box and not rent it anymore.
And you'll get the same channels you normally get, the same guide, the screen will look the same?
Exactly right.
Wow.
Everything will be the same. Oh, and by the way, my other favorite discovery is that when you go away, if you leave for at least a month, like for the summer, or if you're a snowbird and you go south for the winter, you can have the cable and internet companies shut off your service so that you're not paying for TV you're not watching or internet you're not using. You just call them up and they charge you like $5 a month to keep your account active. But in the meantime, you're not paying for service you're not home to see.
Wow. Now, I know a lot of people who, when they go away, even for a week of vacation, if they get the newspaper delivered, remember the days when people got the newspaper delivered? but they will contact the newspaper and say, don't deliver it, because they don't want the newspaper piling up outside while they're away. It's a hint to the burglars of the world. These people aren't here. But you're saying the same thing is true with your cable and also your internet.
That's right. And needless to say, they don't advertise this. It's one of these things you just have to know exists.
Speaking of the internet, what about the cable modem that I have to distribute wireless inside my house and the other signals that I need? Can I buy a box for that too?
You can indeed. It's exactly the same idea. The one you've been renting for $10 a month, you can return and then buy one that you own for $100. Just do a Google search for like Comcast-compatible modem or whatever your carrier is, and to find which models will work. And then you call the cable company and let them know that you bought your own. It's totally fine and very common. And they'll actually walk you through how to set it up.
Okay, but now let me go back to the TVs and the DVRs for a second, because we have three cable receiver things in our house, one of which is the DVR and the others are just for other TVs in the house. Can you buy things that will also talk to each other wirelessly like these things do?
So you have like three TiVos or something and they all communicate?
Yeah, but they're from AT&T UVerse.
Yeah, fine question. I don't know about that. I would guess so, but you could go to that website and I'm sure you'll find the info.
Okay. Now let's talk about the other part of this, people who don't have the cord coming into their house at all and they're just relying on the internet because they don't really care about watching local TV news or live sports or whatever. They just want to be able to catch up with stuff on Netflix or anything else online.
Yeah, so the cord-cutting revolution is well on its way, and it's becoming cheaper all the time. The average American cable TV bill is like $100 or $150 a month, so this is a big area for saving money. At the moment, these packages, like if you get Netflix and Hulu and HBO, once you add it all up, if you even approach the number of channels you get now with a cable package, you're going to be paying much more, actually. So. Cable cutting isn't necessarily a money-saving thing unless you watch a very limited number of, you know, if you can get by with just Netflix and Hulu and you don't need sports or news or any other, you know, live programming, then it's a great deal. But there is a way to do it that people sort of mention in hushed tones, but it's entirely possible. Get yourself an HD antenna. Yes, an antenna. If you put one of these antennas, they're like $60. You can put one in your attic, or which is, you know, semi-hidden and protected from the weather. You get an average of, you know, well, 89% of the United States can tune into at least five high-definition channels for free. And this would be how you get your sports and your news. You can get that live over your antenna and then get everything else over Netflix and Hulu.
And you're HBO. Just switching inputs on your TV between the Netflix input and the HD antenna.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Interesting. I also understand that there are these over-the-top aggregators, like DirecTV now has this thing called DirecTV Now, which is an amalgamation of a bunch of different channels where effectively they're serving as your cable company, but over the internet. They stream all these different channels to you. Are you familiar with these?
Yeah. AT&T just launched a really attractive one. Right. So these are, if you're willing to watch your TV on non-TVs, your phone, your tablet, your laptop, these are the ones that are getting cheaper by the month. So they're starting to approach regular cable packages in value.
Yeah, I can see my daughter, she's 22 years old, she watches everything on her laptop. She doesn't even have a TV, and I think that's a generational thing.
Absolutely, yep. Over a million people a year are doing this.
Wow. All right, let's talk about some other things from the book, including the oil change lie. This is a really good one that is going to freak some people out because they've been lied to for decades.
Yes, and thank you for bringing it up because this may be my favorite thing in the whole book. So, we know from our fathers and from our Jiffy Lube stickers on our windshields that you're supposed to change your oil every 3,000 miles. They've been telling us this since the 50s. The problem is, it stopped being necessary in the 70s. We don't need to change our oil every 3,000 miles anymore. The ultimate authority should be the maker of your car, right? And if you look in the user manual, it will tell you when to change the oil. And here, I'll save you the trouble. It's not every 3,000 miles. It's at least every 7,500 miles, sometimes every 10,000 miles. Like on a new Toyota Camry, it's change the oil every 10,000 miles. So basically, they still put these stickers on our car to make us change our oil three times more often than we need to.
It's
just a scam.
Does the car itself tell you when you need to change your oil?
Yes, and yeah, recent cars, you can also go by the dashboard light that comes on. That also matches what the manual says.
So you can just tear that little plastic sticker off the inside of your windshield and pay attention to your car instead of that.
And you should.
Yeah. You're going to have your oil changed one-third as much. That's going to be some savings for you. And the other car-related thing that you have in here, and this was one that shocked me, if I get a flat, And by the way, I haven't had a flat tire in like 20 years, so I'm jinxing myself by saying it here today. But if I have a flat, you have a place I can go to get it fixed for free.
Yeah, most of the big national tire chains like Goodyear and Discount Tire Center and Mr. Tire, they will fix flats at no charge. They take it off, they patch it, and they put it back on the car for nothing. And it's all just sort of a loss leader to win your goodwill so that if you ever do need to buy tires, you'll buy it from them. But again, it's one of these things that's not advertised, not commonly discussed. You just have to sort of know it. So there's, you know, there's $30 for you free.
A lot of the things that you have in the book are things that are not made public by a lot of these companies. For instance, the Starbucks kids temperature.
This one's for me, man. There's a lot of really cool Starbucks tips. And yeah, the kids temperature is not necessarily a money thing, but it's just so you don't get a burning drink, you have to wait. Just when you order a hot beverage, ask for it at kids temperature. You'll be able to start sipping right away. But there's a whole bunch of stuff. Like, you know, if you supply your own cup, even from a rival coffee place, they'll take 10 cents off any drink.
Wait a minute. If I go to Dunkin' Donuts and get coffee in the morning, and then at lunchtime I want to get another coffee, and I go to a Starbucks, I can walk in with the Dunkies cup and get free coffee?
No, you'll get 10 cents off.
Oh, okay.
but once you've bought one Starbucks drink of any kind, you can keep drinking all day long in that same Starbucks for 50 cents a refill, coffee or tea, hot or iced, as many times as you can stand. That's something they don't advertise, but it's great if you're, you know, sitting there studying or working for the day. Just keep refilling for 50 cents a pop.
But if you go past the threshold and out the door, you're done.
You're back to zero.
All right, jumping around here because there's so much great stuff in here. I want to hit on them. And we're not going to hit on all of them. It's impossible because he's got hundreds and hundreds of these great tips in Pogue's Basic Money. Terrific book that David's put together here. Let's talk about credit cards. And one that I'm curious about because I'm the kind of guy who charges everything on one credit card. I pay it off at the end of the month. And I'm getting miles for every single thing that I purchase on my favorite airline, Southwest. You say in the book, I'm an idiot.
Yes, I said, Paul Harris is an idiot. it turns out that if you compare your frequent flyer miles credit card with a 2% cash back on everything you ever buy credit card, you'll get to the free flight sooner with the cash that you'll earn on a 2% cash back card. So that's just a little word to the wise. First of all, if you have any credit card at all, anyone who's listening right now, if it's not giving you 2% back on everything you buy, then go sign up right now. Citi has one. Fidelity has one. I mean, it is just – I mean, the average American spends something like $15,000 a year on credit card goods. So, you know, it's serious money that adds up. So get a 2% back credit card today.
But you understand the psychology of, wow, I've earned a free flight, as opposed to, okay, well, I got this money, I still have to pay for the flight. And the psychology doesn't make you think, well, yeah, I'm paying for it with free money.
Well, you know what? Psychology is very important. And if it does make you feel better getting frequent flight, well, here, this is for you, Paul. This is a tip for you. If you do play the frequent flyer mile game with your credit card, you should also, at this moment, go sign up for your airline's dining program. All of them have these dine your way to free flight things, like DeltaSkyMilesDining.com and Southwest is called Southwest Rapid Rewards Dining. Every airline has one. All these programs are in fact run by the same firm. But basically, you get 1,000 frequent flyer miles just for signing up, and then for every dollar you spend at a restaurant all year long, they give you another. They give you another 5 miles, and you don't do anything differently. You just register that credit card with the program, and then you get free frequent flyer miles for eating out.
Oh, so I like that.
Definitely sign up for that today too. It costs nothing.
Now, there's one tip that I can pass along to people that's credit card related because I did this many, many years ago when I couldn't afford to pay off my card every month, and I got hit with those interest charges. I know that they usually hit you with, what is it, 24% now or 21%?
Yeah.
But I know that if you pick up the phone and call the credit card company and ask them nicely, and this is true of many things that you have in the book, if you ask them nicely, they will lower your interest rate.
Isn't that unbelievable? I mean, you tell people this, they do not believe you. But if it is absolutely true. If you're behind on your credit card payments, and you can make the case that if they give you a little lenience, you'll make it up. You can call them. You can say, look, I'm between jobs, but by September I'll be in good shape. Can you cut me some slack? They will. They'll lower your interest rate just for the asking.
I love that. I love. And by the way, my wife is the one who taught me these things because she's the ombudswoman in our house. whenever I have a problem with anybody, I have actually said this to people on the phone, don't make me have my wife call you.
That's true. Everybody should have an ombuds person.
So she's taught me things like that. And you can also do it, by the way, with your phone company and your cable company, because sometimes they will change the rates downward or offer better plans, but they don't email you and say, by the way, we have a better plan, you can save money. But if you ask, they have to tell you, right?
That is absolutely right. So the not-so-secret secret is that you can call your cable TV company, and say you'd like to discontinue your service, you want to quit. And they are so desperate to stop people from cutting the cord, they will transfer you to a customer retention specialist who exists to give you a better deal. That's all they do all day long. Well, I'll tell you what, Paul, if we cut your bill by $50 a month, would you keep the service? That's what they do. So that secret is kind of out there, and it's in the book. But I asked my Twitter followers to submit their own favorite money-saving tips, and one guy had a brilliant thought. He said, the problem with calling your cable company and threatening to quit is that it's lying. You're really just doing it to get a lower rate, and that makes some people feel uncomfortable. But he points out, you often have good luck just calling them, don't threaten to quit, but just say, look, can you lower my bill? I've been a customer for a long time. How about cutting me some slack?
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly, they're often just as likely to give you a lower bill by doing that. I told my neighbor about this. First of all, I cut mine $50 a month by calling the cable company and just asking. And I told my neighbor buddy, and he didn't believe me, but he went home and he called. They gave him $40 a month off just for asking for it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, phone companies can do the same. By the way, I have a quick story to tell you about AT&T, because I not only have them for my home stuff, but we also have AT&T wireless. I don't get a penny for plugging them here. I'm not actually plugging them, as you'll hear in a second. I have a daughter, as I mentioned, 22 years old. She travels for business a lot and doesn't have Wi-Fi everywhere she goes. So she likes to stream the Gilmore Girls or whatever on Netflix, and that eats up a lot of data, as you know. Well, when you have a data plan with any of these phone companies, you can get up there pretty quickly. And 4 months in a row, we got pretty close to the cap of what we had. So I went to our AT&T store and I said, hey, what can I do about this? Don't you guys have some sort of unlimited plan? And sure enough, they do. If you have TV and wireless with them,
wow,
you can get unlimited data. And so I signed up for that and I was very, very happy until the weekend of Thanksgiving, when we were traveling and we were in a hotel that charged you $10 a day for Wi-Fi, and I thought, I'm not going to pay you because I can use my iPhone as my personal hotspot. No, you can't if you're on an unlimited plan.
Oh, that's some unpleasant fine print.
Yes, it is. So I just went back there yesterday and I said, okay, give me a new data plan that's a little bit more, a few more gigabytes than we had before, and it's actually less than the unlimited plan, and it's all going to work out. But the reason they won't let you use your personal hotspot phone for unlimited is because then nobody would buy home internet service.
That's right.
You would run
that's
all right through your phone. So I didn't know if you knew about that. I'm passing one back to you here today.
Thank you. I'll put that in addition, too.
Okay.
But by the way, on that point of running up your cellular bills watching video, of course, T-Mobile does not count any music listening or any video streaming against your cellular cap.
Ah.
So all of that is free, as much Netflix and YouTube as you care to watch. Doesn't count against your data on T-Mobile. And the other thing worth noting is that this week, Netflix announced that you can now download Netflix shows to your device while you're still home and in Wi-Fi, and then once you're out and about, you can watch these movies without using any data.
So if you're traveling over the holidays and you can download it to your tablet or your phone, you can watch it on the plane.
That's right, exactly right, without having to sign up for the plane's expensive Wi-Fi. It's not every show they've got, but they will slowly be rolling it out in the coming months. It's a really wonderful development.
Now, this is something that Amazon was doing for its Prime Video for a couple of years.
Yep, absolutely right.
You have a couple of Amazon hacks in the book, don't you?
I do. Here's the big one. This is another one that your listeners should go do right now. So Amazon's at something of a disadvantage because it doesn't have physical stores, right? So they have to convince you to shop there with other things like customer service and money savings. And the biggest one is to sign up for the Amazon Prime store card. It's like a credit card in that it's a number, but it's not a piece of plastic that they mail you. It's good only for shopping at Amazon. But the reason you do it is 5% cash back on everything forever. 5% off everything you buy on Amazon if you bill it to this simulated credit card. It doesn't cost anything. It's just 5% cash back on everything. You cannot find a credit card that gives you 5% cash back on everything you buy. So it's totally a no-brainer. The downside is that if you're a kind of person who doesn't pay off your bill every month, the interest rate is high. So be careful with that. But if you do pay off your bill every month, you'd be crazy not to do it.
These are just some of the terrific money-saving tips you're going to find in David Pogue's new book, Pogue's Basics Money. There are financial hacks in there. There are gift card hacks in there. There are cheap movie ticket hacks in there and all sorts of stuff. You can also follow David on Twitter at Pogue, P-O-G-U-E, and also read him at Yahoo Tech. And I hope you have a great, cheap holiday season, David. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
It sure is. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
David Pogue here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.